Why did the Spirit of the Lord come upon Jesus? Because he has what? Anointed me to preach what? He had anointed me to preach the gospel to who? Now, why did he want the gospel preached to the poor? So the poor can remain poor? So the poor can just keep on being poor? Why? Now, notice what he said. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to who? The poor. He has sent me to do what? All right. Here's what we're looking at now. I said, what's the defining line? What draws the line to tell you what is the gospel and what's not? Are y'all following me this morning? What is the thing that will draw the line and say, this is the gospel and this is not? Because somebody say, yeah, I love you. Oh, yeah. Is that the defining line? No. I believe in singing. I believe in shouting. I believe in hollering. Y'all know what I do. Y'all heard me do it all. But what is the truth? What is that line that draw? What is the dividing line? What separates? How can I know? Do I just get up and just holler? There got to be something behind it or cause it. I bring you Sakurala snakes. Throw them in your lap. You're going to holler, but is that what you want? So I need to know why I'm hollering. If I bring a sack of money and throw it in your lap, you holler. If that's what you want. Of course it is. You holler both times, but which one do you want? So Jesus said, what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to poor. Why did he want to bring the gospel to the poor? Because he wanted to pick on them and say, you old poor thing, you. I just want to tell you how poor you are. I ain't studying about you. That ain't the gospel. It couldn't be the gospel because that, when you start talking to someone like that, that's not good news to that person. Hallelujah. So he has anointed me. What it means to be anointed? That means I am empowered. What's on me ain't nothing out there. There's nothing out there can stop me from doing what I've been appointed to do. And see, when you're anointed to do something, there may be those Yahoo spirits out there, but they can't stop you from preaching truth to set the captive free. Oh, brothers and sisters, when we learn that when we get anointed of God, how to yield and flow in anointing, the devil has no defense, offense, that he has nothing he can work to stop that. Yes, yes. That's why I have to mess with your mind and get you to thinking crazy. Come on. Because the scripture said the anointing destroys the yoke. Yes. And he let them know. So I am anointed to preach this good news to you. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Yes. I'm going to preach better than y'all are going to shout today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice what he said. He has sent me to heal. Sent me to heal. What? Your heart ever been broke?
Yes.
Brother, mine wasn't broke. It was shattered. I had a shattered heart. I tried to piece myself together and make something out of my life, and only to find myself to fail again and again and again and again. Till it's Jesus. The only one I know that fixed my broken heart. The only one that I know fixed my broken heart. Hallelujah. He said, Father, broken heart, to preach, to do what? To preach deliverance to the captive. People don't know. I remember. Years ago, this was when I attended Rhema, and when I met this guy named Steve Wiley, and that's, I guess that's where our children picked up that rap from. And they had a phrase in there, he's talking about, and the title of the rap song was Bible Break. How many remember that? And a phrase in that song was, prison door is open, my friend. What you doing in jail? How many remember that?
Amen.
What most saints don't know, he've already set the captive free.
Amen.
And the prison door is open. It's not even locked. And they are sitting in jail. That's why I'm standing here this morning to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Some of you are locked up in your mind. Devil told you all your life you'll never overcome that. But I came to set you free. You're not going to overcome it. You have already overcome. You just need to get up and walk out of that place and say, I'm free. I don't care how I feel. Don't care what they said yesterday. Don't care what it looked like today. I'm free because 2,000 years ago, Jesus set me free. Then you get in the word and learn about your freedom and begin to walk it. Walk in it. And you proclaim it every day, and every time opposition shows up, every time condemnation shows up, every time something shows up, try to tell you different, you keep that word coming out of your mouth. Keep your heart full of it, and you'll walk out of every one of them.
Hallelujah.
You will. See, because things happen, can I preach y'all a little bit? Just a little bit? Just because things happen, and things happen, even after you get saved, things happen. And if we don't preach the gospel to people, they won't know to keep pursuing. They'll think it's all over because they missed it or something happened. And you may have stumbled and fell down. And if we don't preach the gospel to you right, you think just because you fell down, there's no more hope for you. Come on. But this gospel will set you free. This is what I'm preaching. This sets you free. Hallelujah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal a broken heart. To preach deliverance to who? And the recovering of the sight to the blind. And the recovering of the sight to the blind. And to do what? To them that are what? Bruised. To them that are bruised.